Welcome to episode 712 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The search for Jesus, in every book of the Bible, continues today, with our study of Job. Job had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 female donkeys. He had a large family, sizable real estate holdings, and standing in the community. This made him a wealthy man. His estate was a testament to his hard work and dedication, but what truly set him apart was his impeccable character.
Today's top 10 list.
10 examples of piety and integrity in the life of Job.
Number 1.
Job 1 verse 1 starts with a description of Job as a man who was blameless and upright. This signifies that Job lived a life in adherence to moral and ethical standards.
Number 2.
Job 1 verse 1 also describes Job as one who feared God. This doesn't imply being scared, but denotes a deep respect and reverence for God, acknowledging his sovereignty.
Number 3.
Still in Job 1 verse 1, we are told that Job shunned evil. This means he intentionally avoided wrongdoing and sinful behavior.
Number 4.
Job was concerned about the spiritual well-being of his children. After they would get together for feasts and celebrations, Job would sanctify them and offer burnt offerings on their behalf, thinking,
"Perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts."
Number 5.
Job was very wealthy, but there's no indication that his wealth was ill-gotten. His integrity extended to his business dealings and the way he accumulated his possessions.
Number 6.
In Job 31, verses 24 to 28, Job speaks of his commitment to honesty, asserting that he never trusted in his wealth or rejoiced over the misfortune of others.
Number 7.
Job was known for his generosity. He set aside a portion of his daily earnings for the poor. He ensured that those in need were adequately clothed, protecting them from the elements. Each day, he took measures to feed those from the surrounding areas who were hungry.
Number 8.
Job was a champion for the vulnerable. Job 29, verses 12 to 13, highlights that he delivered the poor and the fatherless, and he was a source of blessing to widows.
Number 9.
There was a place known as a royal way, which was infested by brigands and robbers. Travelers and merchants often faced danger when passing through this area. This location was a salt marsh, a challenging terrain that the robbers used to their advantage. Recognizing the threat that these brigands posed to his community and travelers, Job decided to purchase the salt marsh. He was looking for a way to eliminate the threat and make the area safe for his family and for the community at large. After purchasing the salt marsh, Job did not simply privatize it or use it for his personal gain. Instead, he transformed it into a public space for communal use. This ensured that the area was not only free from brigands, but was also beneficial for the community.
Number 10.
Sometimes raiders from the east, perhaps Sabaeans or Chaldeans, would come into the region, plundering and wreaking havoc. And sometimes, they would capture people. These brigands or raiders would demand ransoms for the captives they took. Job, in his commitment to charitable deeds and justice, would pay the ransom to free those who had been captured. He considered this act as a type of tithe, given to rescue the oppressed.
Today's top 10 list.
Job is not just a master of his estate. He is a father, a mentor, and a guide to many. His interactions with those around him reveal a heart full of compassion. He truly believes that he is blessed so that he may bless others.
Do not forget the widow, Ale. Ensure she receives enough grains for the week.
It is not just charity. For Job, righteousness is a way of life. Family is central to Job. His children, 7 sons and 3 daughters, regularly host feasts. Amid the merriment, Job always ensures their spiritual grounding. Job's regular sacrifices, especially for his children, are an embodiment of his deep spiritual connection and commitment. His fear of God goes beyond rituals. It is a profound concern for the moral and spiritual well-being of his loved ones. But as we know, success often attracts envy. In historical accounts, we find that prosperity, especially in ancient times, is a double-edged sword. Job's very success becomes a point of contention. We know that Job's integrity is called into question by Satan himself. But, given what we know about human nature, it is likely that he faces resentment, perhaps from neighboring chieftains or other local parties. Malicious rumors, disputes, and deceit could have been conjured up to threaten to overshadow Job's reputation. But it's in adversity that true character shines.
I will stand by my actions and let truth prevail.
As the sun dips below the horizon in Uggs, we find Job reflecting in solitude.
Guide my steps, O Lord. Even in trials, let my integrity remain unshaken.
Job's prayers give us insight into the depth of his faith. It's a raw, unfiltered conversation with the divine, laying bare his hopes and anxieties. True wealth isn't measured by possessions, but by the integrity of one's heart. What defines your wealth? Is it the tangible assets you possess? Or could it be something else? Could it be the intangible strength of your character? Could it be even measured in the depth of your connection to God? We are just getting started. Join us tomorrow as we continue to explore lessons from the life of Job.